Okay, good morning, everybody. Are you glad to be here? Good. I am too. That's a good thing, right? Take your Bibles or iPad, whatever you have, and please turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and if you would stand, we're going to read some verses from John chapter 14. We're reading the first six verses. Because I'm usually upstairs running the sound and everything and all that other stuff, I just have to give a shout out to the awesome guys up there and the three guys that help there every week, pretty much faithfully every week unless they're away or something. So we have Clark Gillette, who just escaped the window. I don't know where he went. And Greg Creme is around the corner up there running the stream. I had trouble with it this morning. The internet, you never know what happens. But these guys are phenomenal. And Wes Toll is here every week as well. Usually they're away on vacation with the family. But I just want to give a shout out to them. They do a great job every week. So just please. Yes. All right, John chapter 14, verse 1. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. And wherever I go, the way you know." Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, said unto him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus replied to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And then skip a number of verses to verse 27 of the same chapter, John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus concludes this part. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives." This is something the world can't offer. "That I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid." Lord God, as Dave just prayed, we thank you that we can come to you. And we can lay down all of our burdens, our cares, our concerns, our problems, our weaknesses, and we can just come to you, not just on a Sunday morning here in church with other friends and Christians, but every day throughout the week, any time of the day, we can come before you. We can pray, and you are always there. You're listening to us. You're just wanting to help us because you love us. We thank you for that wonderful thought that you love us. Thank you for the peace that you give, that goes beyond our comprehension. Peace that the world could never come close to offering. It is what you give. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. So a lot of people, you might have watched TV, you've seen people go around these big cities with microphones and just walk up to a stranger and ask them a question, and random question, you catch them off guard they ask some questions, and just spontaneous. It's kind of neat. Sometimes maybe you go on YouTube and see that. You've all seen that. So I just want to, I had a thought. I said, what if we were to go to New York City, or one of the top 10 cities in the country or in the world, and we were to poll a bunch of people, just walk up to them and say, if you could have one thing in this world, one general thing in this world, what would that be? I would say a lot of people would probably answer, world peace. You think that's true? I think so. I don't know. That's my thought. So I would have to guess that would be. It's probably this world. They want to live in a world that is peaceful, free from crime, free from hate, free from problems, war. World peace. But really, what are people asking for? Do they really want world peace? Do they really care about the little guy over in Australia, the little family over in Australia? No, they really want peace for themselves, right? They want peace inside, they're craving for peace in themselves, inner peace, not peace that comes from the outside, peace that comes from the inside, from your heart, from the foundation of all your feelings, the foundation, the beginning of your thoughts, your emotions, in your heart. And Jesus gets right to the heart of this issue. He says in John 14, right away in this chapter, he says, do not let your heart be troubled, disturbed. Don't let your heart get mixed up. So I want to draw attention to a couple points here about Jesus being the way to peace. We read in verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Jesus is the way to peace. So the first point is up there. Jesus made the way. Do you want peace in your life?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, absolutely. We want peace. Do you have peace? Oh, wait a minute now. You can't say absolutely right away, can you? No, not always. Do you have peace? Peace that comes from an understanding that you can't grasp, that you can't understand. Even though everything is all mixed up around you, you still have inner peace. That's the type of peace that Jesus gives. Jesus made the way to peace with God. Keep your finger in John chapter 14, please, and turn to the book of Hebrews. Towards the end of the Bible there, Hebrews, James, after Timothy. Hebrews chapter 7. I was thinking about it this week. I've had the opportunity to preach a lot over 20 years. Anyway, I don't feel that old. But anyway, it's amazing how technology has changed the way we do things. And just here right now, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you say, please turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7. But now it's just press Hebrews and then chapter 7 because a lot of people use their iPod. But iPad. But anyway, it's just a neat thing I was thinking about, so I have to be careful. Don't turn your Bible, just press it. Anyway, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24, talking about Jesus being the priest. The author of Hebrews says, but this man, because, and by the way, I'm using the King James Version because it just really, I like it for this message, some of the words here. I don't always use it, but it's good. Anyway, but this man, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the fullest that come unto God by him, seeing he lives and makes intercession for them. For such a high priest he became for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Catch this now, verse 27. Who does not need to every day, as those high priests of old, offer up a sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Jesus voluntarily self-sacrificed for us. Isn't that an awesome thought? Jesus, the only perfect person that lived on this earth, was the one. It was all God's plan, of course. But he was the one that made the way for peace, to peace with God. Years ago, when I was a little guy, like single-digit age, in our old house, I used to wander around in the woods. Because when you didn't have video games and stuff like that, that's what you did. And so I had fun just wandering around, making little paths, and I tried to ride my bike, but you'd hit a root or a rock, and you know, and then that would end that thought. But anyway, one day I had a friend come over, and he wasn't really in from the country so much. So anyway, I said, hey, let's go walk in the woods, show you the paths I made. So we go in the woods, we starting to have fun, and and he says, hey, do you know where you're going? I said, yeah, I know where I'm going. So he just keeps going, keeps following me. We're walking around, you know, stepping over little branches and things like that. He asked me again, you sure you know where you're going? I says, yes, I'm sure I know where I'm going. So we keep going. and go on these different paths. And finally, he says, "You sure you know where you're going?" I said, "Yes, I'm sure." Now, if I was, I think about that thing now, I think about that story, but if I had thought about it, if I were smarter back then, I would have said, I would have turned around to him and I said, "Listen, bro, I made these paths. I know the way around here. Why are you getting worried? Why are you getting nervous? I know where I'm going." Jesus made the path to peace with God. He knows exactly where to go. Do you follow him?
Amen.
Do you follow him every day? A little bit every day, spending time with him, reading your Bible, just get a little closer and closer to him. Stay keeping pace with Jesus. Jesus made the path to peace with God. You don't have to be confused like my friend. You don't have to be worried that we weren't going to get back to the house. No, Jesus made the path to peace. And on the other side is a mansion. Woo! Amen. So Jesus not only made the path, made the way to peace with God, but he is the only way to peace with God. Can we go to the next one, please? Clark is doing awesome up there. Let's read this together, please. Acts 4:12. Read this. What a verse. "Neither is there salvation in any other." Come on. "For there is no other name under heaven given to us where we can be saved." No other name, no other person under heaven where we can be saved except through Jesus. He's the way to peace. What's the next verse? The next one up there. Read this together, please. 1 Timothy 2:5 and the beginning of 6. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." He self-sacrificed himself. He is the way to peace with God. I thought about this when I was studying. And usually you try to give a little illustration to kind of explain a point. Like I gave you the story about me making the trails to help you understand. There is no illustration that spits out better than those verses, right? Amen. You can't get it any simpler than that. There is only one mediator between you and God. It's Jesus, the cross. There is salvation through nobody or nothing else except Jesus. Jesus is the only solution, the only way to peace with God. There is no other. There is no bottle that you can drown yourself in to give you peace. There is no friend that you can talk to that might help. But ultimately, that inner peace will only be satisfied with Jesus Christ. Number three, go back to John, please. John chapter 10. Number three, Jesus keeps the way. Jesus keeps the way. John chapter 10, a couple chapters back. John chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them," what? "Eternal life, and they will never die. Neither can any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." So you got this illustration here that Jesus is saying. He's saying, if you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, you're born again, you're in Jesus' hand. No one can take you out of that hand. But he goes further, right? What does he say in verse 29? He says in verse 28, "No one can take you out of my hand." But he says in verse 29, he says, "My Father is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of his hand." So you have Jesus, you have God. That's pretty much impenetrable. Hello? Yeah. Jesus keeps you. Jesus is the keeper of the way. Go to the next slide there. You see a picture. Back in the Bible times, shepherds and sheep herding was a big thing. I assume it's still, I've never been to Israel, but I think it's a big thing there now. Leon would be able to comment much better than me, of course. By the way, thank you, Leon, for letting me stand up here and shout. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're welcome. We'll discuss the details later. So this is a picture. Anybody know what this is? A sheepfold. Yeah, I heard some in there. That's a sheepfold, okay? So you see that it's made. It's a hollowed rock, and then there's a bunch of rocks around there. So it's a place where shepherds would take their sheep after the sheep would be grazing throughout the day near the water and stuff. At nighttime, you don't want them exposed. You don't want people to steal your sheep. So they bring them to a place like this, a sheepfold, so that there would be protection. Back then, they probably didn't have these expandable double-hung ladders and all that stuff, so it wasn't easy for people to get over these high walls. So thieves couldn't get in and steal your sheep, and the sheep couldn't get out, right? So what's the next picture? Yeah. So what is that? That's just a sheepfold. Look at the door. See the door there? What's going on? The shepherd would sit and sleep in the doorway because that was the only way in or out from the sheepfold. If somebody was going to steal one of your sheep, the only way they could get it was somehow make a monstrous ladder or somehow get through the door. What did Jesus say about himself? I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the door. No man can come to the Father except through me. No one is able to pluck them out of my hand. Jesus, our shepherd, he is our door. Go to the next picture, please. This is cool. Anybody recognize this? It's a picture of the tabernacle, right? It might be kind of hard to see in the back. Just do what you can. So this is a picture of the tabernacle. I don't need to pay attention to the details, but what I want to draw your attention to is the right side of the screen. There's one entrance, one gate, right? I mean, well, there's on that picture, there's three of them, but they're all in one spot, right? You see that up there? Look a little closer, and if you know, the 12 tribes of Israel, right? They were all camped around the tabernacle, okay? You see the names all around the outside of the wall? What tribe is at the gate, the door? Judah, the tribe of Judah. What tribe did Jesus come from?
Judah.
Oh, wow! Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, is the keeper of the gate. He is the door. He is the way. He's the keeper of our way. What an awesome thought. Jesus keeps us. He is the keeper of the way. Can he be trusted? Oh, yeah. Yes. Jesus made the way to peace with God. Number one. Number two, Jesus is the only way to peace with God. Number three, Jesus is the keeper of the way to peace with God. Let's go bigger. Let's go further. Let's go deeper. This next point is just going to obliterate it all. Jesus is, I think it's the last one before that, but anyway, just listen to me. Jesus is the way. John chapter 14, go back there, please. John chapter 14. Jesus is talking about, hey, I'm going to heaven later on. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And wherever I go, you know the way. You're going to know. And Thomas said in verse 5, Lord, how do we know where you're going? How do we know the way? Thank you, Thomas, for asking that question that none of us wanted to. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Let me read to you Hebrews chapter 19. You don't have to turn there, but just listen, please. Hebrews chapter 9, not 19. Hebrews chapter 9. There's some great verses here. Again, talk about Jesus. For then he must have often suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the end of the world, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifices, by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus appeared once. Jesus is the way. Years ago, when Monica's parents live in Michigan, and so we tried to go up there every year. We went up there one year when the kids were little, and I don't know if they remember, but they were paving the road of my in-laws. It was a short road, a little cul-de-sac type of thing. And they were paving the road, and I always liked to see that stuff, and so I brought the kids, probably about from here to the garage or something. And we saw these big monstrous dump trucks and this monstrous steamroller thing. I'd never seen one so big. It was taller than me, the wheel, the big wheel things, whatever you call them. It was huge. And they were paving a new, they were paving the road again. And I remember, you know, there was somebody's fence. So we're on the other side of the fence, and the big steamroller, it just, I mean, from here to like the steps. And I was surprised the guy didn't like yell at us and say, get out of the way. But he just kind of rolled right. So like from here to, you know, from here to this stand, this monstrous steamroller just rolled here about a mile and a half per hour, you know. And I just thought, I would be smushed flatter than a pancake if that thing came through and one of my kids ran into it. In front of it, what would I do? I mean, anyway, it didn't happen, of course. They're still here. But I looked at the road after, and you know, you got that asphalt smell. Does anybody like that smell? Yeah, some people, it's just like, why? I don't know. It's kind of a weird, it's like we shouldn't, but, oh, this smells so fresh. I get it, but anyway. But I remember looking at the road. I said, boy, this road is like, it's perfect. It's so smooth. And I felt like I could take my bike and just kind of get going. And I would just roll forever because it was just such a smooth road. Well, we're going to go up there in a couple weeks. We have to go to a wedding up in Michigan. And we're going to be with her parents. And I'm going to try to remember to go check out the road right next to them in that cul-de-sac. That was probably about 10, 15 years ago at least. Do you think that road is still in perfect condition? No. No. See, even the best laid roads break down. You get these frost heaves and the little dips, divots, and the potholes start creeping up and the edges of the road kind of break off. Why? Because eventually everything needs repair. And sometimes they come through like they're doing on Route 12 near my house, and they just, and they dig the whole road up down to the bottom. So you have to watch out for these, the pipes coming out of the street, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So they dig down deep. Why? Because they want to get rid of all the piles, the layers of the asphalt there, so they can start fresh. And then it all feels good, and everything is good again for about another 15 to 20 years or whatever. Well, that's a road that man made. The way that Jesus made was brand new, never ever had happened before, never will ever happen again. Why? Because Jesus is the way. The tabernacle was just a picture of what Jesus was going to come and do for mankind. Jesus made the way. There was never a way. Before Jesus, there was a picture. There was nothing but sin. It wasn't like me walking into the woods and cutting down the brush and cutting down these little trees so I could make a path. No. It's brand new. Jesus is our shepherd. He is our gatekeeper. He is the door. He is the bread of life, the light of the world. He is our Alpha. He is our Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. Without him, we are nothing. Amen. He is our past. He is our present. He is our future, because he is the way. I'll invite the praise team to come up here and get ready for the final song. I want to ask you a question. Do you have peace in your life? Do you have inner peace? Do you have that peace that comes from Jesus? Jesus being the way, the only way to peace, inner peace with God. Jesus said in chapter 14 of John, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart get worked up. Ooh, do we get worked up ever? Some people more than others, we're anxious. Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. My peace, I give to you. The world can't give it. It's only through me. I like to quote a devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest. Anybody heard of it? I'm sure I see a couple of hands there. Yes. It's by a man named Oswald Chambers. He comments about the verses here where he says, peace, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. He says, there are times, now those of you who know this book, it's deep, so you really got to think, but follow me and I think you all can get, you all won't have trouble with it. He says, there are times when our peace is based on ignorance. But when we awaken to the facts of life, inner peace is impossible unless it is received from Jesus. When our Lord speaks peace, he makes peace. His words are always spirit and life. He says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let it be afraid. Have you ever received what Jesus speaks? It is a peace which comes from looking into his face and realizing his undisturbedness. What a word, undisturbedness. Isn't that something that just sounds so wonderful? Being undisturbed about what's going on in life. Are you painfully disturbed now, distracted by the waves and billows? And he talks for a couple sentences about how that God allows things into our life that are difficult, but yet, so God allows things into our life and kind of rattles our heart and it rattles our beliefs and we start to question things. He talks about that in a few sentences, but then he says, are you still looking for peace or joy or comfort? Is all barren? Is all empty? Then look up and receive the undisturbedness of the Lord Jesus. If you are not right with God, you can never turn your mind anywhere but on yourself. Is that heavy? If you allow anything to hide the face of Jesus Christ from you, is there anything in your life that's blocking Jesus from you seeing his face? You are either disturbed or you have a false sense of security. Are you looking unto Jesus now in the immediate matter that is pressing and receiving peace from him? If so, he will be gracious and give you peace in and through you. But if you try to worry it out, you obliterate him and deserve all that you get. He continues, he says, lay it all out before him. I love what Dave prayed. He said, Lord, we can lay our burdens in front of you. Oswald Chambers says, lay it all out before him. In the face of difficulty, bereavement, sorrow, whatever is going on in your life, hear him say, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus is the way to peace. Have you received that peace through God? Have you asked him to be your savior from your sins? Are you a Christian? Are you a child of His? Is there sin in your life that you need to get rid of? If there is sin in your life, I guarantee you, you don't have peace. Jesus says, don't let your heart be troubled. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to God through me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Let's stand. We'll close in prayer here before we sing.